Here we go. You're listening to Law and Gospel on this July the 24th in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and for this Wednesday, we're going to take a look at a couple of readings that we had for this coming Sunday. We had already taken a look at Mark 6 on Monday. Now we're going to take a look at the epistle reading, Ephesians 3, verses 14 to 21. All right. This is Paul writing to the Gentile church of the Ephesians. He says in verse 7, I was made a servant of it by the gift of grace God gave me by the working of his power. To me, the least of all his holy people, he gave this grace to bring the news of the unsearchable riches of Christ to the non-Jews, that would be the Gentiles, and let everyone see clearly what God planned to do according to the truth hidden from the beginning in God, who created everything, so that through the church, God's many-sided wisdom would now be shown to the rulers and authorities in heaven. So that was the purpose of God since the fall of Adam and Eve into sin, to create the church. He planned it through the ages, and then he did it in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him, by believing in him, we have confidence and can boldly come to God. So I ask you not to get discouraged by what I suffer for you. It brings you honor. So for this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every group in heaven and on earth gets the name of family, and ask him, as he is rich in glory, to give you this, that his Spirit will inwardly strengthen you with power. So there, once again, Paul looks to the Holy Spirit, who will influence the boldness of the Christians while they are living here on earth, living in power. He created everything. So, Christ will live in your hearts by faith, and you will be firmly rooted and built up in love, so that you and all the holy people can grasp how broad and long and high and deep he loves us, and know how Christ loves us more than we can know. And so you will be filled with all that is in God. That's what the Apostle Paul is telling the Gentile church in Ephesus, that as they become a member of the Christian church, they will be filled by God with all power. Now to him who by the power working in us can do far, far more than anything we ask or imagine. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all ages forever. Amen. That's how much God loves us in Christ. That's how much he wants to give us the blessings that we deserve. Blessings that come from his loving nature, which he had decided to do, as we read last week, from before the foundation of the world and before the foundation of the Holy Christian Church. So that's the epistle reading for this next Sunday. But there's more than the epistle reading. We also read the Old Testament lesson, which is from Genesis 9. It's talking about how God blessed Noah and his sons. Have children and become many and fill the earth, he told them. All the animals on earth and all the birds in the air. That is everything that comes on the ground, as well as all the fish in the sea, will fear you and be terrified by you. You are given control over them. You may have to eat anything that lives and moves. I have given you all of them, as I have given you the green plants. So it is at the time of Noah that God allowed human beings not just to be vegetarians, but also to have as their food the animals. So what else does God say? I have given you all of them as I have given you the green plants. But don't eat meat in which there is life, that is, blood. And I will certainly punish anyone, animal or man, there pours out your blood and kills you. I will punish anyone who kills another. If anyone kills a man, he should be killed by a man. And because God has made man like himself. But you are to have many children. Spread out and become many in the earth. So this is God giving directions to the descendants of Noah, now able to eat meat as well as plants. This is all found in Genesis chapter 9. But it goes on in verse 8. God told Noah and his sons, I am making my covenant with you and your children after you, and with every living being that is with you, birds, domestic animals, and all wild animals that are with you, as many as came out of the ark. Yes, and all the animals on earth. I will keep my covenant with you. Never again will the waters of a flood destroy every living being. Now that's a promise from God. We had just experienced a flood that, except for Noah's family, had destroyed every human being. But never again, God says, will there be a flood to destroy the world. God said, this is the sign of the covenant I am making with you and every living being that is with you for all ages to come. I have put my rainbow in the clouds to be a sign of the covenant between me and the world. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth, and the rainbow is even in the clouds, then I will remember my covenant with you and every living being of every kind of flesh. Never again will the waters become a flood and destroy every living being. Now, this kind of reminds us of when Jesus was on the waters with his disciples. And they didn't think that they would be saved from the wind and the wave. They woke him up, pleading with him to stop the wind and the wave. And he said to them, have you no faith? My covenant with you and every living being of every kind of flesh. Never again will the waters become a flood and destroy every living thing. Now you may think, well, didn't that happen with the sinking of the Titanic? There were over 1,000 people who died on that boat. But there were also many who were saved and did not drown. God says, when the rainbow is in the clouds, I will see it. And remember, there's an everlasting covenant between God and every living being of every kind of flesh on earth. See, that's how God institutes the covenant. And he did that with the disciples on the boat and question their faith as if they thought they were going to die. No, there were other passages in the Old Testament that showed that when the rainbow appeared, there's an everlasting covenant between God and every living being of every kind of flesh on earth. That took place in the flood during the time of Noah, where those did not die. That, God told Noah, is the sign of the covenant I am making with everything that lives on earth. Now, I experienced an occasion. We were at a youth retreat and were helping out with putting two of my sons in a boat. And we were going to cross a little river. But when we got to the middle of the river, we saw that it was more tumultuous than we had thought. In fact, we got stuck on a tree, and it looked like we could be capsized and drown. But God allowed a wind to come, took us away from the tree, and we went back to the shore. There was a rainbow that day, and I should have remembered God's promise that not all people were going to die in the waters of the flood. Now, there's no doubt that when a tsunami hits, that's a large wave that takes place because of an earthquake under the sea, and it results in people getting drowned in the wave that follows. So God told Noah, as he tells you, this is the sign of the covenant I am making with everything that lives on earth, that not everything will die because of the curse of the law. How many times do we see someone starting to drown in the waters of the earth, but they do not? And when you look up into the sky, you see a rainbow. That's the good news of the curse that God takes away from people. God often assigns a sign of the covenant to people who fall away from the faith. So yes, there may be those who get caught up in the flood of the earth, but God makes sure that does not occur for all people. So you find that promise not only in the gospel reading, but it's also found in the epistle. And it's also found in the Psalms. We find that in Psalm 136, where God again gives us a promise, and a promise that he will not deceive us. He will save us. And even were we to drown in the waters of the land, we can be sure that not everyone on earth will drown in the waters of a flood. I like watching movies on certain channels, and one of them is found in 136. Thank the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Thank the God of gods. His mercy endures forever. He alone does great wonders. He made the heavens with understanding. His mercy endures forever. He made the earth stand above the waters. His mercy endures forever. He made great lights. His mercy endures forever. The sun to rule the day. His mercy endures forever. The moon and the stars to rule the night. His mercy endures forever. The mercy of God that came with the creation of the universe endures forever. He takes Israel out from among them. His mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, he divided the Red Sea and had Israel go through the middle of it. His mercy endures forever. While he shook Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, his mercy endures forever. Then he led his people through the wilderness. He struck down great kings and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and their land as a possession, of his servant Israel. When we were humbled, he thought of us. His mercy endures forever, and watched us from our enemies, and snatched us from our enemies. He gives food to all living beings. Thank the God of heaven. His mercy endures forever. And what is his mercy? It is not giving us what we deserve, but rather what we need. That's the message of the Christian faith. That's all found in Psalm 136, a great psalm to read before you have dinner tonight, reminding us how God fed 5,000 people. And those 5,000 people continued on to become the nation of Israel, to be part of Israel, God's plan, found in the readings for this proper 12, July the 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Join us tomorrow for an additional account of God's law and gospel. And listen carefully to how we are saved by the gospel, not by our works of obedience, but the works of obedience of Jesus Christ. Until judgment day, we will be taken up into heaven, and we give Jesus all credit for our salvation. God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.